Well, the Summit Land Conservancy ending 2018 on a high note. In the studio with details about a couple of new easement donations, I have the director of the Summit Land Conservancy, Cheryl Fox, along with one of the property owners, Ari Ioannidis. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So maybe you want to introduce what's happened, I mean, in terms of Ari's donation here?
Well, at the Summit Land Conservancy, we're really excited at this point. We have we get to announce that Ari and his family are donating a conservation easement on about 235 acres up in Tollgate Canyon. They call it Rocky Point, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's winter range, wildlife habitat for the elk and the mule deer. There's also some public access trails on the property. And this is a straight-up donation, which means that the Summit Land Conservancy didn't have to find grants and funding sources to make this happen. This is happening because of the generosity and community-mindedness of this family.
Okay, so welcome back, Ari. You're kind of between Park City and Mesa and California and Atlanta.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So why the decision to make an outright donation like this?
Well, Amber and I have been up there for about 3 years, and I had been familiar with the property before when I lived in Silver Creek. And a lot of people in Silver Creek horseback ride and hike that property. And the Sorensons were good enough to keep it open to the community, the trails, which is really nice. I mean, there's sort of some fences there, but to allow anyone just to traipse across your property is sort of rare. And when it became available, it was beyond what I could afford. And I promised them that one day we would do a conservation easement. It was just kind of a handshake deal. It wasn't ever written down. And that really struck them because they were real stewards of the land. They had continued to purchase property. And then shortly after I purchased the property, I worked with Nancy Tallman she sent out letters to everyone who was around us and said, hey, look, we're looking to build this kind of preserve. Is anyone else interested in selling? And then we had another 80-acre tract of land that we were able to purchase. So if you drive up Tollgate Canyon and you kind of pass that landscaped gate, both sides of the road, including where the recent fire was, is part of Rocky Point. That's that 80 acres we purchased. And then the next driveway you see on your left, that's the driveway to the house. And then that property extends up to Red Hawk, butts up against Silver Creek. So if you're up at the top of Silver Creek, your backyard is Rocky Point Preserve. So it's a rather big, large, extremely desirable piece of land. Part of the property is actually in the Park City School District. So if we were to develop it, you would have like egress from Red Hawk and also from Tollgate. So it would be a really nice, wonderful subdivision. It's beautiful up there. But Amber and I think it's magical and just want to make sure no one ever does.
All right, so there will be no development on it, even though it does have some zoning, I'm guessing 1 to 20, 1 to 40, perhaps?
It does have some zoning, and that's what they're giving that up.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I've talked to Kat and Allie, my daughters, too, and they're very excited about it.
Okay. Will there still be access, then, in the event of a fire, then? Is that where people pull out of, I mean, to exit the neighborhood?
There won't be public roads across the property, no, but there, and this is another extraordinary thing, that they are allowing the continuation of the public trails on the property, the public access. And again, I mean, this is private property, and they are allowing these trails to continue.
So what kind of trails are we talking about? Snowmobiling or mountain biking or hiking?
So I've always maintained what the Sorensons had done before, no motorized vehicles. So that's kind of the rule. But mountain biking, horseback riding, hiking, of course, are all acceptable. And what we've done over the past 3 years is endeavor to mark the trails. So if you were to go up, there are trail markers and signs that clearly delineate what you can and can't do. So we ask that people, you know, maintain that. We're going to work over the next year with hopefully some local nonprofit who does really good work with trails, to develop some really good trailheads. So our goal is to have one on Tollgate Canyon Road. Right now there's a fence there. Our goal is to push that fence back, chop down all the vegetation, put some gravel so you can park there. And you'll actually see a trailhead sign there now. And then again, at the top of Silver Creek Road, you can actually park there now. And if you walk past the gate and hike down, you'll be on Rocky Point in no time.
Yeah. So we're not talking just that neighborhood. It would be open then to basically anyone, because they're public roads?
Well, a toll gate, I would think, technically is considered a private road, sort of like Silver Creek is a private road run by, you know, their respective organizations. But there would be nothing from our perspective keeping you. As a matter of fact, we had University of Utah students were brought up by a professor to check out the elk herd this summer, which was very cool. I woke up to turkey this morning, which was really nice. So there's a lot of wild life up there.
Yeah. And I think you have like a pet porcupine.
Yes,
but as much as a pet it could be.
Well, the Sorensons did a really good job of domesticating some of the animals, but you really shouldn't feed the animals, and we've kind of backed off from that. But there are a couple leftover porcupines who will literally come up on our porch. My favorite story is there was a moose who gave birth, and she was very sick, and Dr. Sorenson was a medical doctor, actually brought this nursed this moose back to health. There was a cyst and a very bad cut. And this moose started coming back and has given birth on our front yard. So I would caution people never to approach animals. If she's got a calf, she will protect it vigorously. The elk, you won't get near the elk. But if you see the animals, please stay away from them. And we have done a really good job sort of getting them to go back to their natural state, and porcupines hang out in the trees like they're supposed to and waddle away when they see people.
Yeah. So what are the benefits then of making that kind of donation?
The benefit to me and the family is we know no one will ever develop it. Now, honestly, that's why you do this. We were just talking to Summit Land, and I want a big shout out to the entire staff there, especially Katie, who's done a great job. It's a very complicated process. It's not easy. But our goal all along was just to make sure that it would never be developed. I mean, the last thing in the world we need is a Promontory West or a Silver Creek North or a, you know, Red Hawk 5. and what's nice is it's kind of in the middle of all those. So, you know, if you're in those areas, you'll look down and you'll always see that valley and that beautiful, iconic rock.
Nice. So was part of your property then burned in last summer's fire?
Yeah, we lost about 16 acres.
Oh,
Big shout out to the every time I see the fire people, I give them a hug. I can't believe what they did. Where they drove that loader or clearer, whatever it was, up the property to build that fire line I can't imagine. I mean, I drive equipment all the time. I can't imagine doing what they did.
So in addition to that 235 acres, you had another conservation easement along the Provo. Tell me about that one.
That's right. Excuse me. We had another easement donation on the Provo River, about 120 acres. And these are people who are real concerned about the trout habitat in the Provo River. And so they've already done a great deal of restoration and improvements to the wetland areas of this property. And it has some development rights. They're retaining one development right, but they have no intention to build that at this point. So really their main goal and the reason they wanted to do this was to improve the trout habitat. They're avid fishermen. They and the thing is that this will improve the fishing on their property, but it will also, you know, go up and downstream because the wildlife from Rocky Point will move around. Although, you know, I always like to say with the Swanner Preserve, the wildlife will move beyond that. So when we can protect these special habitats, and we all are here because we love to see the elk and the moose and we love to go fishing and see the big trout. So this family has also, again, agreed to donate this conservation easement. They're not granting public access because of the sensitivity of the fishery at this point. But it's still, you know, again, the Summit Land Conservancy is so honored to be able to work with landowners who want to do conservation. And like RA's family and this other family and that's working with us on the Provo, but also, you know, the farming and ranching families who are here in Summit County, like the Osgathorpes or the Paces or the Stevens that we work with. You know, these people are all giving up tremendous dollar value in order to give this gift to the community. And it's never an easy decision. They always have long conversations with their families. And when, you know, they tell me about, well, you know, we sat around the coffee table and we said, do we want to do this? Is this really, let's think about it. Let's look, you know, and they come up and they decide, you know, we also closed last week on a transaction with Steve Urey in the community. And, you know, he's been a developer and he also walked away from a lot of development that was platted and approved because he and the neighbors kind of wanted to do something a little bit different. So the Summit Land Conservancy is able to be there to help these landowners. And the reason we're able to do that is our members and the support that we have. So, and like Ari said, you know, we have a great team in the office. Kate Saddlemeyer, our conservation director, is an attorney and works really hard to make sure that these agreements are effective.
Okay. And then just a quick update on the Oscar Thorpe Ranch. Where do things stand there?
You know, we sent a mailer to every address in Park City. We hope people will open that up and look at it and consider seriously. You know, we have had, I think at this point, we're up over 700 individual contributions, gifts from individuals, which says what a cherished landscape this is. It's right in the heart of our community. And I hope that people will join with their neighbors and make a contribution.
Okay. Cheryl? Ari, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
KPCW News Time now, 8:29. It's the local news hour on KPCW.